A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Hotel Mars. David Livingston here, Dr. Space himself of the Space Show. Highly recommended. Very, very engaging panel. You don't have to know everything, but it helps in order to listen in. And we're joined by somebody who does know everything about rocketry right now, Eric Berger, the senior space reporter for Ars Technica. Again, a fun publication if you want to read about the theft at the Louvre and the launch of Blue Origin's New Glenn rocket, which is our subject for this Hotel Mars, because finally, there are two billionaires who are eager to compete with each other and with NASA and with all the other space programs and get to the moon or Mars. I'm never quite sure. That's why we need Eric's help. Eric, a very good evening to you. Eric is the author of two books about the origins of SpaceX. The first book, Liftoff, the second book, Reentry. And Reentry is part of the story of Blue Origin because they not only successfully put a mission on its way to Mars with their New Glenn, but they landed the booster on a raft, well, a barge, in the ocean all at once. There's much to explore. Eric, a very good evening to you. Thank you for joining. There was a moment I spent in 24 thinking Blue Origin is moving at a pace of a turtle. It'll never get there. And now it's arrived with its second launch ever, I believe, of New Glenn. What did you take away from that launch? Were you surprised? Were you pleased? Did it satisfy your very careful measure of private space? Good evening to you, Eric.
Well, good evening. I was absolutely floored by the launch. Not only was the first stage successful and the second stage, you know, sent the mission off to Mars, the performance of the upper stage was actually outstanding of the New Glenn rocket, but then it landed. And frankly, you know, I had reported before the launch that the company was confident they were projecting a 75% chance of a successful first stage landing. I have to admit, I was pretty skeptical of that. And so when that rocket came down, hovered over the ocean, then translated horizontally to come down and set down on the Jacqueline barge, I mean, that was just a thrilling moment and a huge, huge step forward for Blue Origin, in my opinion.
Very good. There was a moment there where, did you have doubt? I will admit to my doubt. Did you have doubt before the launch, Eric?
Oh, absolutely, I had doubt. I mean, on the first flight back in January, John, you know, they never relit the engines once it got to space to do a boost back burn. And so they never got good data on bringing the rocket back through the atmosphere and controlling its flight, you know, close to the ocean surface. And the fact that they did all of that on this second flight and it worked almost flawlessly, and obviously the touchdown was right in the middle of the barge. Again, I was not expecting that, and it really speaks to the quality of engineering at Blue Origin.
David, two surprised observers. Were you surprised, David?
Yeah, I was skeptical that it would work so flawlessly for all their various components. Their landing was like a miracle and so amazingly precise. Plus, it digs into the barge for support and stability. It's pretty amazing. But Eric, do we now get to include New Glenn as one of our operational heavy lifts, or does it have to go through more demo flight and more testing?
Well, there's got to be more paperwork, certainly on the military side, before it's certified to compete for the most expensive national security launches. But it's certainly on that path, and NASA also is going to get through the certification process pretty quickly for New Glenn. So I expect to see them bidding alongside ULA and SpaceX for NASA's most important science missions, and that'll be good. That'll give more competition for NASA. You know, they have a really busy manifest even without NASA. And military missions. And so if they need to fly more certification flights, which I don't think they do, they've got plenty of missions to fly to get that done.
Where is it in the pantheon of rockets, the lift? We have Super Heavy, we have Falcon 9, we have Falcon Heavy, we have several versions of Cygnus's launch, I believe is on an Atlas missile. the Roscosmos has new ship. What? How does it match up? And Long March 5, where is it in that array?
The largest rocket, most powerful rocket is Starship. I don't know if we're going to call that operational yet. It has yet to deploy payloads into orbit, but certainly it's flying and landing pretty successfully. The heaviest rocket that's actually deemed operational is NASA's Space Launch System, which is about 84 tons to orbit. Then New Glenn would be third in that orbit. It's above 50 tons to low Earth orbit, although I'm not sure it can quite do that yet. They've got to do some work, I think, to increase its payload capacity. But it is clearly the third largest rocket in the world today, larger than anything in China. And I think really the significant thing here is if you look at New Shepard, which was their suborbital rocket, going from that to New Glenn is just this huge leap. And so quite significant, quite remarkable. It took them longer, I think, than most of us would have liked, but it's hard to argue with the end product.
Yes, you anticipated my question, because part of the story for SpaceX has been not only did they get there, they reproduce as if it was the Sorcerer's Apprentice and Mickey Mouse with pails of water. You know, SpaceX is everywhere. I'm surprised I haven't opened my door some morning and need a SpaceX engine. So is New Origin, is Blue Origin and New Glenn, are they ready to mass produce, which is what the demand is?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I talked to Dave Limp, the CEO of Blue Origin, recently, and the first thing he really stressed me was that they needed to get into rate manufacturing. And so they recognized that to really get going, they need to start building more first stages, but especially more second stages, because those are not reusable, at least in the current iteration of New Glenn. And he said they hope to be building two a month by the end of by the second half of next year. So the goal is to get to 24 launches pretty quickly. I don't think they'll get there next year, but I certainly think 12 to 24 is in the cards for 2027. And for any other company not named SpaceX, that's a heck of a lot of launches.
I agree with that. David, you have a question.
What would it take them to start mass producing first stages? And did we get any commentary from Elon Musk on this flight?
Elon Musk congratulated the Jeff Bezos and congratulated Blue Origin. He was pretty magnanimous about it, as were actually a lot of the SpaceX employees. I think they realized how difficult it was. I mean, it's been 10 years since SpaceX landed the first orbital rocket. And so it has taken a long time for another company to do it. But, you know, it's because it's very, very difficult. They don't need to build that many first stages because clearly they've shown that they can land them. And so I think they're going to build probably 3, 4, or 5 New Glenn first stages. These are very expensive rockets. They cost more than $100 million to build a first stage. The question really then is how quickly they can build second stages. That's where a lot of focus now is at Blue Origin.
The exciting stuff is what's it for? 50 tons to low Earth orbit. To do what? Is that satellite deployment or can they do more than that?
They can do a lot of things. It's an important part of the Amazon Low Earth Orbit constellation, formerly known as Project Kuiper, now known as Amazon Leo. But that's a mega constellation that New Glenn will play a very important role in. But it's also a big part of NASA's Moon program. I mean, the next launch for New Glenn is going to be the Mark 1 lander, Blue Moon, and this will actually be the tallest object ever landed on the moon. It's huge. It's a huge lander. It's going to be a big moment. Hopefully that happens in the first quarter of next year, and then, you know, New Glenn is being counted on as part of the Artemis program for Blue Origin's lunar lander. So it's very important for NASA and for the Artemis program that this rocket gets flying, you know, frequently and successfully.
NASA's going to put on a lander on New Glenn right now. No more checking, no more doubts.
Well, Blue Origin built it. But it will eventually carry NASA payloads. But it's a cargo lander. Okay. But it is taller than the lunar module built during Apollo. It's about as massive. And so they're just finishing assembly in Florida. They're going to ship it to Houston for some vacuum chamber testing in a large chamber just down the road from me, and then barge it back to Florida and launch it. And then their goal is to launch it in the first quarter of next year on New Glenn.
David, you have a question.
They have plans for human flights with New Glenn and human rating it, and what kind of timeline?
So they haven't talked about this publicly, but I've reported a couple times that they are working on a crew capsule that could launch on New Glenn. I certainly wouldn't expect to see that flying before the end of the decade. They want to use a version of their lunar lander for the Artemis program, but the crew on that for that architecture would probably launch on Orion and rendezvous with the lunar lander at the moon.
We're speaking with Eric Berger of Ars Technica, senior space reporter, about the success of Blue Origin's New Glenn launch. However, this is part of a matrix that's forming now. Three big personalities, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, of course, and the new guy who's an old guy, Jarek Isaacman. And when we come back, does Isaacman's addition to NASA help or not the tangle that is the competition between our billionaires, Bezos and Musk? And does it build bigger and better rockets, or does NASA step back and let commercial run? David Livingston is Dr. Space of the Space Show. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.